and see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, and that's right, it's Friday. It's time for the regular Friday features. We've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday, and we start off with You Big Dummy. Let's say hello to Esmeralda. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Are you ready for You Big Dummy?
Yeah, of course.
All right, here we go. So You Big Dummy is when I read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Let's get it going. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Three suspected thieves have been apprehended in connection with what Port Hueneme police on Wednesday called a heinous toilet paper caper. On Monday afternoon, a patrol officer was rolling through the Port City Plaza shopping center parking lot when he spotted an open alcoholic container near the front dashboard of an occupied vehicle, according to the police department Facebook post. The three people inside the car were all discovered to be on probation, prompting officers to search the vehicle. What they found, police said in the cheeky Facebook post, would make you flush with anger. Officers recovered 31 rolls of toilet paper, 27 tissue boxes, 31 towels of various sizes, and four sets of bed sheets, all allegedly stolen from a maid's cart in a local hotel. This is the second time we've had a story about somebody. Well, that was a person who worked at the hotel. The suspects tried to make a clean getaway. Who wrote this? And police confirmed they didn't have any skid marks when they left the crime scene. Come on! Nevertheless, police nabbed the trio, a woman and two men. After the discovery of the items, they arrested Jessica Perez, 25, Stephen Talley, Jr., 25, and Tyson Castillo, 32. All could face theft charges in connection with the incidents, according to police. We can't be soft on crime when dealing with these dingleberries. Come on, man. Who will stop at nothing to clog our streets with this type of behavior? With paper goods, but toilet paper in particular, in high demand during the coronavirus pandemic, officials believe the items may have been eventually sold on the toiletry market. We're aware that this is not the crime of the century, but it's a solid number two. Come on.
To the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Looks like someone may have forgotten to call before they started digging, and now others are unable to do so due to an outage of the Colorado 811 hotline caused by a busted fiber line. A message on the Colorado 811 website says that there's an outage in the communication system. It says an underground fiber line was damaged, causing significant outages in the Denver area. Construction activity caused the underground damage, according to the website. Crews are working to repair the damage, but repairs are not expected to be completed until around 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Colorado 811 is a non-profit organization that was established in 1986 as the Utility Notification Center of Colorado. Utility owners and operators are required by law to be a member of Colorado 811 and register their underground utilities. They don't perform location services, but serve as a communication link between utility and facility owners and excavators and homeowners. Anyone who's digging deep or even just a few inches must contact Colorado 811 to have underground utilities marked for safety. They didn't do that.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy.
dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Excruciating video shows the moment a mom-to-be is struck in the face with a baseball bat by her husband at a gender reveal party. What? The clip, which was shared to Twitter late last week, was recorded by one of the guests who had gathered on the couple's back porch to discover details about the baby the pair were having. Footage begins with the soon-to-be father counting up as he prepares to hit a baseball off of a batting tee as his wife stands right by his side. 1, 2, 3, he declares, before he hits and strikes the ball and blue smoke explodes out. Assembled crowd can be heard screaming with excitement at the revelation that the couple is expecting a baby boy. However, the jubilation quickly turns to shock as the guests learn that the baby's father has accidentally smacked his wife in the face with the bat when he was swinging it. Oh my God, one person wails after seeing the woman hit in the head. The clip cuts off with the expectant mom with her face in her hands. It is not believed that she was seriously injured despite the shocking footage showing her struck squarely in the face. Now, the clip has been viewed more than a million times, of course, with many criticizing the couple for not taking more precautions during their gender reveal stunt. Jubilation quickly turns to shock as the guest learns why was she standing so close? This isn't even about social distancing. This is about common sense, one person remarked.
Well, if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies.
Haven't we had haven't there been problems at gender reveal parties a lot?
Yeah, they're pretty problematic things. Like a guy once started a massive fire. It's happened multiple times. People hurt themselves.
Yeah,
because they have a skeet shooter and they'll shoot a thing and they'll miss and kill a duck or something.
Esmeralda, you've heard some pretty nightmare stories at gender reveal parties, correct? Let me put her on hold. We got a break here anyway. Try and get Esmeralda back in there so we can get her back on the air. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a couple of more dummies to do, and then we're going to vote, and the regular Friday features will continue right here on 720 WGN. Yeah. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Regular Friday features are continuing. You big dummy. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Crystal Lake. Oh, here you go. Here you go, Tom. From your hometown. Crystal Lake police have cited a 63-year-old roofing worker who was caught on camera urinating on a local business rug and then asking whether the building had any leaks. Well, let's get... Hold on, we're going to get Esmeralda back here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
All right, we're back. Niles man Jim Costa was cited Thursday with disorderly conduct, an ordinance violation typically punishable by $75 to $1,000. Since the act wasn't a criminal offense, Costa was not arrested and does not face any criminal charges. Situation unfolded at 12:36 p.m. on Monday when Costa entered a business in the 600 block of Terracotta Avenue. You know where that is, Tom?
I do, yeah, and I watched the video. I know, I've literally been in that building.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Crystal Lake Police Department Chief said a video surveillance showed the man enter the building, call out hello in the empty lobby. The business said wasn't open to customers at the time, although the door was unlocked. After a few moments without a response, the man turned to face the front desk with his back to the surveillance camera and audibly urinated on a rug. He appeared to notice the camera and make eye contact with it afterwards. A short time later, an employee came to greet him, and he explained he was from the roofing company and asked whether the building had any leaks. The male was soliciting to do roofing work and he leaves her with a flyer where there's a phone number with the flyer on it that's not legible, the police chief said. After noticing a wet spot on the rug, the female employee reviewed the security footage and notified police. Because Costa's license plate was overexposed on the camera, officers set out to contact the business and arrange a meetup. So he took the business's name and the partial phone number, and we started calling the different combinations that it could be. Eventually, police got through to the business and, without identifying themselves, set up a time to meet with an employee for a quote. Officers sighted Costa when he arrived at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, the same vehicle was shown on the business's surveillance camera. It's not immediately clear why Costa might have urinated in the business on Monday.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Don't you think he urinated on the rug to make it seem like there was a leak?
Maybe. Maybe.
Does that seem like, hey, look at that. It's wet here. You clearly have a leak somewhere. That's what I think the motivation was there. All right. Dummy number five. Look at this. Tom Brady from your favorite team. Tom Brady appears to be completely out of control in Tampa Bay. A couple of weeks before, he was kicked out of a closed park. He was caught somewhere he shouldn't be. This time, he wandered into a stranger's home uninvited. According to TMZ, Brady was trying to visit Bucs offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich's house for the first time on April 7th when he entered the neighbor's house by accident. I literally was just sitting here, and I watched this tall guy just walk into my house, Kramer says. He didn't even look at me. He just dropped his duffel bags down on the floor and kind of looked up at me. I'll never forget the look on his face. He was like, I'm so sorry. Grabs his bags and just is gone. I don't think I've seen someone leave a house faster. Tom Brady is just another confused retirement age guy wandering around Florida being politely asked to leave his places that he shouldn't be. It is only a matter of time before TMZ catches him leaving dinner at 4:35 p.m. He'll claim it was because of the quarantine, but we all know he'll fall asleep watching NCIS within hours.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Okay. We got a vote. So I'll give you a recap here of all the dummies, and then we'll vote. Tom, you'll vote first, then I'll vote, and then we'll have Esmeralda be our third vote right here on WGN. Okay. First of all, we have the three people who... had all the toilet paper and 27 tissue boxes, 31 towels of the heinous toilet paper caper. We have the construction crew that hit the underground fiber line, which is the outage of the Before You Dig hotline, ironically enough. We have the dummy who smacked his soon-to-be mom in the face with a baseball bat at the gender reveal party. We got a man who was cited for urinating on a Crystal Lake business's rug. And we've got Tom Brady, who just wandered into a stranger's home. All right, let's go with Tom, where are you going with this?
The choice is obvious. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. You're going just straight to it.
Right to the jugular.
Right to Tom Brady. All right. Okay. I'm going to have to agree and go with Tom Brady because, you know, I like the fact that he's dumb. But there's some good stuff here, though. Some quality stuff. Esmeralda, who would you vote for?
I am a fan of the Crystal Lake man only because he was making a joke, right?
I don't think he was.
You got a leak.
Yeah.
And then he leaked.
You got a leak.
Yeah, but Tom Brady, to me, that just sounds rude. Like, who just walks into someone's house? Yeah. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
You don't just walk into people's houses.
Yeah, you got to knock on the door or ring the bell or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tom Brady won, though. He's the biggest dummy, even though...
Yeah, whatever.
Esmeralda's very disappointed.
It's okay to be wrong.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again next week, because there's never a shortage of dummies. Never. You know that, Esmeralda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, are we ready to begin this? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave,
believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, there it is. Straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's what we do, and we play them back every Friday morning. And I don't know where Tom's going. Oh, there he is. I thought you were leaving. I was just about to.
I decided, you know what? Forget it. I'm done.
I just thought. Well, I'm about to throw it to him, and he's getting up and leaving. So okay, but he's here.
Yeah, right here.
All right. Are we ready to begin?
Yes, but if we must.
Right, they put their fingers between their legs, and they got nail polish on. Right, and they're going ta ta tu ta ti.
There it is, Esmeralda.
I had to play it for me because he had
never he never heard it. Wait, play it one more time.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go.
Fingers between their legs, and they got nail polish on, right? And they're going, ta ta tu ta ti. Oh,
that's just freeform jazz right there. Yeah.
There it is. Right there.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. All
right. Let's get to the new stuff.
All right, here we go.
All right, new stuff. First one coming to us from Kevin. The 815, this is Morgan Kolkmeier.
I think that's her first. It is her first. She's so adorable.
She's great.
And you've seen her baby?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, great.
Man.
But let's take a listen to this.
We certainly have the potential to see a big one.
Welcome to the team, Morgan.
There you go.
Always like her. Okay.
All right, next up, coming to us from Brian, here's a little Steve Bertrand and a little King John as well.
It's harder now. They're harder.
What's harder, Steve?
And the follow-up, though, that with that nice pause, what's harder, Steve?
What's harder, Steve?
Okay. What's next?
All right, next one is you, of course.
Oh,
always nice
come
to have you here.
Now.
And this one's coming to us from Waukegan J.
Take some wood and rub it together.
What?
Oh, because some of the things that you should know is how to start a fire without matches, right?
Exactly.
Mm.
Okay. Exactly. All right. And you nailed it, hit the nail on the head. You just rub some wood together, and then a fire appears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my case. Okay.
All right. Next one, number five here, coming to us from Brian, and it's a little bit of Lou Manfredini.
When I put it in there, I'm almost think I can see the thing stretch.
That's rough.
All right.
Esmeralda likes the Lou Manfredini ones.
Oh,
that's
a good
one. I like the Manfredini.
Well, yes, you're in luck.
Okay.
Because here's another one. Another Manfredini from Brian.
Squirt some of that on there. Let it sit for a little bit.
His show is just...
It's a gold mine.
It is because it's just, it's conducive to that kind of talk, you know?
Totally.
And it's also just the way he says it.
Yeah.
It's a very matter of fact.
Right. Like, right. All right.
Calm.
Okay, what's next?
All right, next it's another Nick D coming to us from Kevin in Iowa.
Why am I not wearing pants? was this about Zoom conferences?
No, this was about when you were on stage with Virginia Madsen and you had shorts on instead of pants.
Yeah, I was doing the Esmeralda the setup here. I was at Flashback Convention and we were celebrating Svengoolie's 40th anniversary.
Yeah, no, I watched it.
Oh yeah, and I didn't have any pants. I had shorts on and I looked like I was like all I could see was my skinny ass legs. That's the only thing I could see. And there's Virginia Madsen on stage with me, and there's it's Mia from Sideways on stage with me, and I got my legs hanging out like a moron. So all right, let's break here.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, hold on, okay.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Esmeralda Leon is joining us, and we continue our regular Friday features. We've got more Straight Out of Context, and then we've got Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday right here on 720 WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah, there it is. It's Straight Out of Context. We do this every Friday. It's when you listen to the station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and sounds kind of dirty, it makes you giggle. You jot down the date, the time you said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. The lovely Esmeralda Leon has been hanging out with us this morning. So great to have you on the show, Esmeralda.
Yeah, likewise.
It's always so much fun. All right. Are we getting back to it, Tom?
Yeah, let's do this. All right. Next one coming to us from Waukegan J. It looks like another Nick D.
Come on. Squeezing my cheeks.
Wow.
Was it?
Okay.
Was it talking about my aunt?
Yeah, talking about your aunt.
Because I had like chubby cheeks when I was a kid, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt used to squeeze the hell out of them.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what it was. But I can see that out of context not sounding very good.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Next one's from Ken in Hillside. Here's a little Mary V.
Yay.
It's a hard thing.
Have I mentioned how much I miss Mary? See, I used to get to see Mary every morning when she would come in. So, by the way, I'm looking at my hands. I'm telling you, the amount of washing and the amount of hand sanitizer I'm using, I'm telling you, I look like I have 90-year-old hands.
You need some lotion.
Yeah.
He refuses to use
it. I'm not
it.
A big lotion guy.
Well, yeah, and? You got dry hands. You got to use lotion.
It's like, oh, man.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I've got this terrible thing. Someone cut off my leg. Well, why don't we reattach it? I'm not really into reattaching my leg.
Yeah. I just don't like lotion on my skin.
All right, well, then you got 90-year-old man hands.
Yeah. I was just looking at my hands, and I was like, wow. Okay. All right, next.
All right, next up, I guess I was on Bob Surratt talking a little bit about some stuff, and it's a little shocking.
Just gradually put it in.
Whoa.
Was that just a listener?
No, that was a guest that he had talking a little bit about the stock market.
Oh,
you should gradually put your money into the stock market, not all at once. All right. Next up from another one, it's Fox Valley Mike, and he caught me on the program. Let's take a listen. Straight from the tap like a horse.
What was that?
Talking about how sometimes I like to drink water straight from the tap, just like put my mouth next to the tap like it's a drinking fountain.
Esmeralda, can you even understand that?
Why would you do that?
Get a glass or get a cup or something.
You know, I'm just really thirsty, and I just...
How long does it take you to... Does it take you 20 minutes to get a cup?
No, it's there. I have an ensuite bathroom. So I'm like, well, I could go get a cup, or I could just, you know, it's like a drinking fountain. I don't know what this is. What would you use a drinking fountain, Esmeralda?
I guess.
Yeah.
But that's not what that is for.
And a more important question, have you ever said a word so many times that it loses its meaning?
Yeah.
All right. I don't even understand this at all.
I don't. Do you? Oh. Mm-mm. I don't like this.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, next one. a little Pete McMurray. This one's coming to us from Ken in Hillside.
What sticks out for you?
Talking about great moments in Chicago sports history.
Oh, okay.
And the next one, another Pete McMurray, this one from Brad.
My growth is at 2 inches.
Oh, come on now.
Talking about his hair.
That's what I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody's getting haircuts now.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to look like Grizzly Adams by the time this whole thing is over.
I'm a little bit looking forward to this.
Yeah.
You should let your beard grow in too.
Oh, I am letting it grow.
Yeah, it's looking good. Yeah,
let it all go.
I'm not shaving. I mean, and it's not that I can't shave, you know, because of the pandemic, because I can't. I'm just going to go all out. Mm-hmm. I mean,
might as well.
I'm just going to go all out. Look like a lunatic by the time this thing is over.
Kind of hoping Bob Surratt grows his hair out a bit, because I've seen some video of him back in the day.
Oh,
he's
sure.
Got beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Let it grow out,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
get
yeah,
the
yeah.
mane back.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
All right, last one here. Final one. This is coming to us from Brian, and it's a little Ana de Valantes.
Did you get some kind of a release?
Was somebody on TV?
Yes. It was a press release.
Oh, a press release.
Yeah, press release.
Okay, there it is.
There we go.
All right. We had some fun ones. Had a couple of Lou in there for you, Esmeralda.
Yeah, very good.
But what about this one again?
Oh, God. You gotta warn me, man.
Right, they put their fingers between their legs and they got nail polish on, right? And they're going ta ta tu ta ti.
And again, he's trying. That's his way of explaining how they steal signs in a baseball game.
Yeah, all right.
Ta ta tu ta ti. All right. So we got this now. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies.
Like hey. Someone took your plans away.
So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Spies, spies.
Like us.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to the radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show, we want to know it. You become a spy and jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
All right, just one spy this week, and I'm going to give credit to a bunch of people here because a bunch of people caught it listening to the morning show. So this is from the Bob Surratt show. So this was sent in by Carrie, John, Margaret, Brian, Kevin, and Kyle. So a bunch of people sent this clip in. Let's take a little bit of a listen.
Here's the email I was looking for from Jeannie. Hi, Bob. Just as I thank Nick DiGilio on the morning after the 2016 presidential election, I wanted to thank you for being there in the morning during this crisis. For someone who lives alone, it really helps a lot to hear a calm voice first thing when I wake up. You guys truly make me feel like everything will be all right. Keep up the great work.
Well, there you go. Thanks for the shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on literally, like, I went on like right after they announced Trump as president. And that's all we talked about for the entire show. So, you remember that, don't you, Esmeralda?
Yep.
Yep. Hey, so by the way, I do want to mention one more time, Paul. Paul Harvey is going to be back on WGN, and we're all thrilled about it. And you can hear Paul Harvey again on Monday. And one of the honors of my time here at WGN was I was the first live show on the night that Paul passed away, when Paul Harvey passed away. And we had guests lined up and we had topics ready to go. And then we scrapped all of it. And Andy Herman and some of the other people at the station on that night, it was a Saturday night too. Everybody at the station, we called an audible and we did 4-hour salute to Paul. We played clips. We got a hold of people like Spike Odell and a bunch of other people who had worked with Paul, and we did a full tribute to Paul. And it was a challenging night, but it was a rewarding night. And I'll never forget that night that we did we were the first show live after Paul Harvey passed away. Unfortunately, he passed away. But Paul Harvey's back on Monday. We're very happy about that. Okay. All right. Are we ready to do some funky stuff?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, there it is. Every Friday we get funky, and Esmeralda, you ready to hear some funky stuff?
Oh, yeah.
All righty, then. Let's say hello to our DJ.
Oh, yeah, luscious hushes, baby.
There he is. let's start this off, luscious.
All right, let's go with this first one. Coming to us from Mike in Louisville. It's little Patrick Hernandez, Born to Be Alive.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, he's right.
Some of the most complicated lyrics of all time, right, Esmeralda?
Hey, in its simplicity,
yeah,
it's complex.
It's okay, and that sounded to me like that was produced by Giorgio Moroder. That would have been my guess.
Yeah, good guess.
Let me give you some weather. Esmeralda, hang on. We're going to keep getting funky, okay?
Sure.
All right. Esmeralda, Leon is here, and we've got more requests. Do we have a lot more requests?
Tons.
Okay. 3-1-2-9-8-1-7-200. Request? Tom? Was that a...
Yeah, sorry. The headphones got stuck there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a request coming to us from Mark and Aurora.
Mark and Aurora. Okay, Esmeralda Leon is with us. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
All right. Hanging out with us all morning. This has been fun. All right, more fly jams. Are we ready?
More fly jams.
All right.
All right, it's something a little bit more modern, but very, very fly. Here's Leon Bridges with Bad Bad News, coming to us from Jim.
Education, but I can see right through a powder face on a painted fool.
Yeah, he's great. Didn't you see him in concert, Esmeralda?
No, I saw Charles Bradley.
Oh, right, Charles Bradley. That's right. That's right. Yeah, Leon Bridges is good, though, man.
Yeah, no, I enjoy him.
He's really, really good. That was Fly. All right, what's next for flyness?
All right, coming up next from the 847, it's something, it's a place that I wish we could all take our cars right now. It's a little bit of the car wash.
Yeah. Esmeralda, that was a big song when we'd go roller skating in the...
Oh, that makes sense.
In the back
did
in the
you
day.
Do, would you do some kind of line down the middle thing?
No, this was at...
Roller skating, no?
This was at... We used to there used to be roller skating, I think it was every Tuesday after school, at St. Andrew's Gym, right on Addison.
Oh, okay.
So they had roller skating there. We'd go every Tuesday after school. We would go roller skating. And they used to play car wash all the time.
Could you roller skate backwards?
Yeah, I can. I'm good. I'm good on skates, Esmeralda.
Okay.
Yeah. I started skating at a really young age. And we used to go to a place called The Axle,
mm-hmm.
which is right next to the Norwich Theater. And it's now Going Bananas, which is kind of a low-rent version of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Going Bananas.
And if you were to talk to anybody about Going Bananas in Norwich, they would say, yeah, the cops go there about, cops are called there about three times a month.
Oh, wait, is it by the mall?
It's not.
Is it by the hip, like, down the street?
It's Montrose and Harlem, pretty much.
Is it by the Joann Fabrics?
It's a little bit, yeah, it's not far from there. It's right, but it's right next to the Norwich Theater. It's, like, literally right next to the Norwich Theater. And that used to be a place called the Axle, and then back in the day, really young days, it was called the Hub.
Mm.
That's where everybody went roller skating.
To car wash.
Yeah. Well, this was even before car wash. This was before car wash came out. Yeah. So, all right. Well, who's next with their, who is next, please?
All right. Coming up next, we got a request from our friend Chris who wanted to hear some Mint Condition. This one's called Someone to Love.
All right.
It feels so good when I'm with you. Girl, ecstasy. It's just the little things you do that makes me wanna be right there.
That might be the first time. Is that the first time we played that one? I think
it could be. Yeah,
that might be a first timer, Esmeralda. Hmm.
It was quite a jam.
Yeah, and it was quite the fly. All right. What's the next request?
All right, next one coming to us from your dad.
My dad.
Yeah, your dad.
It sounds like an insult, but it isn't.
No. My dad loves fly jams. My dad absolutely loves fly jams.
My dad.
Yeah.
all right. It's a little Johnny Taylor, Last $2.
What a shame. All right. My lady at the casino. She lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. But if you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2.
Oh. Yeah.
Until the next time I see you.
There you go. I believe my dad also picked one that we'd never played before. That's two in a row, Esmeralda. Two in a row.
Nice.
Wow. All right. Fly Jams Friday. That's what's happening right now. It's Nick DiGilio. Esmeralda Leon is on the phone hanging out with us this morning. Tom Hush is producing. All right. What do we got next in the fly department?
All right. Next from our friend Lori. You know, speaking of your dad, he requested a song last week, You Talk Too Much, by Clarence Page, I believe, right?
Clarence Carter.
Clarence Carter. That's it. Clarence Carter. And she wanted to hear the original version by Joe Jones,
right?
Composed by Joe Jones. So let's take a listen to that.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen.
Evidently, they talk too much. Yeah. So that's the original version. My dad went with Clarence Carter. So, you know what one of my dad's favorite songs is, Esmeralda?
What's that?
Do you know the song Strokin' by Clarence Carter?
I don't think I do.
Okay. That's one of my dad's favorite songs.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you do. It's it's crazy that it's one of his favorite songs. So,
oh, all right.
Okay. All right. What do we got now?
All right. Coming up here from Kimmy is a pretty apropos song. Love and Kisses, Thank God It's Friday from Casablanca Records.
Yeah. I believe that's disco, if I'm not mistaken.
Your point?
I think it's disco.
And it's very fly.
Thank God It's Friday, there's a movie, Thank God It's Friday. The soundtrack was huge, you know. But that movie is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. An early Jeff Goldblum role.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Early Jeff Goldblum. And that's where Last Dance came from, the Donna Summer song.
Really?
Yeah, that's where the Donna Summer song came from. The soundtrack to Thank God It's Friday was a huge hit.
Yeah.
And the movie was a hit, too, but the movie was terrible. The soundtrack was good.
I was just watching a whole documentary thing about Studio 54.
Oh, Studio 54.
Very apropos.
Yeah, Studio, man, oh, man. If you weren't at Studio 54, you weren't popular. At that time.
Were you there, Nick?
No. No, I was too young. I was too young.
Yeah.
But everybody who was anybody, every celebrity, it was... you ever see the movie 54?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's not very good. But
does that have anything to do with Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip?
No.
Okay.
No.
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 It does not.
Wrong studio.
It also have anything to do with 30 Rock, either. Those both came out at the same time. 30 Rock and Studio 60. And 30 Rock survived. 30 Studio 60 didn't. I watched them both because they were both inspired by SNL. So, okay, one more, right?
Yeah, one more, and all I think it's a real good one. This one's coming to us from John. Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground.
Oh, please. Esmeralda, such a pleasure. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'll get you back on, too, soon, okay?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right, we're going to head over to Bradley Place, the WGN-TV studios, and get some early morning news from that team, and then come back here at 5 o'clock for the one, the only, Bob Surratt. He will take you through the morning for the morning, and we are here 24-7 during this strange and stressful time. Just know that. You can turn on to WGN, and we are here 24-7 to get you through it, to help you out and keep you informed, and that's the deal. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay inside. We will be back Sunday night into Monday morning. All right? It's 720 WGN.